The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
For eight teams, the journey and march to a state championship begins today.
Dolly Wright has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Farmer. She winds her way back up the floor and takes the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good.
3 days are all that remains in a season that got underway what seems so long ago.
Back out here, high right side. That's going to be Wiseman with the ball. Wiseman dribbles once. Not about the three-pointer. Passed it up. Goes over to Sydney Grease. Now her pass is intercepted. It's intercepted here by Carly Wright. She drives into the hole. There's a pass to Hamburger. Shot is up and in. Carly Wright, the Hamburger, score.
It's the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on Platte River Radio. Let's take you live to Lincoln, Nebraska for play-by-play of today's game.
High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 and Lincoln North Star here tonight. Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze. We got a Class D1 matchup here tonight as the Giltner Hornets, a record of 23 wins, 2 losses on the season, getting ready to take on the Rams out of Crawford, their record at 16-7. 1-4 first round games in Class D2. 2 games have already been completed earlier today at Lincoln Southwest High School. First ball game today was won by Falls City Sacred Heart as they beat Juanita Palisade by the score of 45-25. Second game was won by Wynot over Bancroft Rosalie, 56-39. You've got Giltner here playing against Crawford, and in the nightcap tonight here at Lincoln North Star will be Stewart taking on Sterling. The winners will play tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So Falls City Sacred Heart will play Wynot in the first game tomorrow night at 7, and the Giltner-Crawford winner will play the Stewart-Sterling winner at 8:45 tomorrow night. But Giltner coming in, again a record of 23 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Hornets have dropped games to Shelby Rising City, 63-33. And they lost to Shelby Rising City again, 52-36. In their sub-district, they were able to beat Kennesaw by the score of 51-43. They beat Lawrence Nelson in the sub-district championship game, 63-42. Then he downed Bertrand in the district championship game by the score of 51-32. The Crawford Rams in their sub-district, they beat Cody Kilgore by the score of 51-27. They beat Sioux County 56-35, and they beat Garden County in the district championship ball game by the score of 56-30. They're making their first tournament appearance here at the Girls State Tournament. This is a team that comes from the Panhandle Conference. Giltner making their third overall appearance in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Of course, the Hornets out of the Crossroads Conference. Giltner coming in averaging 58.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 37.7 on the defensive end. Crawford is a team that's been averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 39.6 on the defensive end. This is the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat with Giltner head coach Nancy Lockman as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues from the Girls State Tournament in Lincoln right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Lincoln North Star High School as we get set for first round coverage of the D2 side of things in the Girls State Tournament going on up in Lincoln. Tonight's game features the Giltner Hornets versus the Crawford Rams. And joining us to talk a little bit about the Giltner side of things, we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Girls Giltner Hornets. That's Coach Nancy Lockman on the line with us. And Coach, appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Coach, let's first of all just kind of talk as we get set here for D2 state playoffs. I mean, talk about the team, talk about maybe the feeling inside the locker room the girls ready for tonight.
Oh, I think we're ready for tonight. This is our third straight appearance. We haven't got a win down here, and that's our goal, is to get a win in the game tonight.
Coach, you're playing a Crawford team, and I guess as we kind of dive into tonight's game, talk maybe a little bit about your opponents. Crawford making a pretty impressive game in their district final against Alliance. So they're a team that's playing pretty good basketball right now.
Yeah, they've been playing some pretty good basketball is what I'm hearing. They've improved throughout the season, and looking at them on film, they're a pretty aggressive team, both offensively. They're going to take it right at you, and defensively, they're going to be up in your face and being very aggressive.
Nancy Lockman joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for Giltner versus Crawford tonight in first round action of the D2 state tournament. Coach, let's kind of go back and maybe take a look more in-depthly at this Giltner team. What makes this team, when you guys, when you girls are successful, what makes them successful?
We've got two seniors that have started now for 4 years for us, and those two have become very good leaders for our team. And the rest of our group has played a lot of ball with those two seniors since fourth and fifth grade, and so this group is hit a pretty good maturity, and I feel that we're a solid defensive team. We like to be aggressive and press a little bit, and we score some points off of our press usually, and we're not a bad shooting team. We have some pretty good shooters all the way around, and with the presence of Kelby Lyon inside, we feel that we have a pretty solid and balanced offensive game too.
Once again, the Giltner Hornets enter tonight's game with a record of 23-2, first round of the state tournament. Coach, this is always a point of the season where you want to make sure your team is playing their best basketball. Do you feel that they run through sub-districts and districts? Are you playing at your best right now heading into the tournament?
I think so. You know, our sub-districts, we played without our regular starter, Kelby Lyon, and so that was a little shaky for us. Because of different rotations and so forth, and our first game in that sub-district, we were not aware until basically the day of that we were not going to have her on the court that night. So it took a little bit. The second game was much better. We had a practice in there. I thought last Friday night our kids came out pretty ready to go, which was nice to see against Bertrand.
Coach, as far as the state tournament is concerned, and like you mentioned, you're looking to pick up a win down here in Lincoln, but as far as the overall structure is concerned, having played in one, there's really no time to prepare. I mean, it's just game by game, and you got to go in and be ready for every game from this point forward. I mean, talk about the mentality and the preparation leading into the tournament.
We've got a lot of film on a lot of opponents. We're focused on Crawford right now.
Right.
We want to get that one. You know, if you don't get that one, it doesn't matter what happens in the future. So we're focused on that, and our kids have done a good job the past 2 weeks. We spend some time in the gym doing some physical practice, and then we'll take a little time to do some film work with kids. And our kids are like I said, very mature and have handled that very well, and we'll adjust after Thursday night. We'll come in Friday, and we'll have some film session, and then we'll probably go in the gym, do a little physical work to prepare for our opponent, and so forth.
But again, Coach, it starts with Crawford tonight. Talk maybe just a little bit as far as the game plan that you're drawing up, some keys to a Giltner victory tonight.
Defensively, we've got to be top of our game. Like I said, they're very aggressive. They're going to drive right at us. If we're not moving our feet, we're going to get ourselves in foul trouble and put them on the line for some easy points. So we're looking at the defensive side of it. We have got to be very, very smart and move our feet.
Once again, Giltner playing Crawford tonight in the first round of the D2 state girls basketball tournament going on at Lincoln North Star. Tip-off is right around the corner. You can hear it next here on the Breeze 94.5. But first, Coach, congratulations on the success that your girls have had this season, and good luck as you march on through the state tournament.
And thank you.
Once again, Giltner versus Crawford tonight on the Breeze 94.5. Tip-off is next.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
All right, Mike Will back here at Lincoln North Star High School tonight, the Class D2 state basketball tournament. Girls high school play here tonight on the Breeze. Again, Giltner making their third overall appearance here in the state tournament. They have dropped the last two games in the state tournament. Down here in Lincoln, they have never picked up a win in girls basketball, making their third appearance this year. The Crawford Rams are making their first appearance. Again, their record is 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. A lot of action went on this afternoon in Lincoln. We'll get you up to date here on the New Tech Seeds pregame show. Class A games played so far. Lincoln Northeast beat South Sioux City 70-55. And it was Omaha Benson all over the Kearney Bearcats today, 63-37. In Class B, top-seeded and number one-ranked Grand Island Northwest, easy winners over Sydney, 65-44. And Norris over Gretna by a score of 61-50. In Class C1, number one-ranked and top-seeded Minden picked up an easy win over Lincoln Lutheran by a score of 72-38. Minden tied a state record today with 15 three-pointers in their ball game against Lincoln Lutheran. Other game was won by Platteview as they beat Fairbury, 77-66. The other games in Class C1, Pierce over Shadron, 61-47, and Kearney Catholic beat Newman, 47-44. In Class C2 today, Hastings St. Cecilia winners over Dundee County, Stratton by the score of 50-43. Pender over Homer, 61-54. In Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's winners over Sutherland, 42-33. And Friend rolled past Arapahoe, 69-33. Also in Class D1, you had Emerson Hubbard beat St. Mary's by the score of 54-37. That was an upset today, as the St. Mary's was a top-seeded team in Class D1. They go down to Emerson Hubbard, 54-37. Humphrey St. Francis took care of Boyd County today by a score of 41-38. And here in Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart winners over Juanita Palisade, 45-25. And why not down Bancroft Rosalie, 56-39. Tonight, Giltner playing Crawford and Stewart against Sterling. The semifinals in Class D2 will be played tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, beginning at 7 and at 8:45. So we're sneaking closer to game time here tonight. Crawford and Giltner, you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln North Star High School here this evening as we get sent for Class D2 state basketball between Giltner and Crawford. Both of these teams are going to be orange and black tonight. Giltner is going to be white, trimmed and lettered in the black, and Crawford is going to be wearing their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight as we get sent to go. The introduction to the starting lineups just a couple of minutes away. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Yeah.
So the playing of the national anthem here tonight, the singing of the national anthem as we get set to go in the Girls State High School basketball tournament here on the Breeze. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Giltner Hornets tonight, again, the record of 23 wins, 2 losses on the season, coached by Nancy Lockman. They will go with Augusta Rhodes, who is a 5'5" senior. Rhodes is averaging 6.8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Shelby Henricks is a 5'7" junior. Shelby averaging 6.9 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Darby Henricks is a 5'9" senior, averaging 7.2 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Danny Most is a 5'9" senior. Most is averaging 19.3 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. She leads Class D2 in scoring as far as the teams are down here for the state tournament. Then Kelby Lyon is a 5'10" junior. She's averaging 10.3 points and 6.3 rebounds per ball game. Giltner, a team that's averaging 58.5 points per ball game in offense, they're giving up 37.7 on the defensive end. Giltner hitting 41% of their field goal tries this year, 25% from three-point territory, and 60% from the free throw line. For the Crawford Rams here tonight, they will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Kaylin Nadella is going to get a start. Nadella is a 5'6" freshman. She is averaging 5.3 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Lacey Lutka is a 5'5" junior. Lutka is a averaging 6.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. Brittany Lemon is a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 6.4 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Allie Kleinlein is a 5'6" sophomore. She's averaging 5 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. And Caitlin Rudloff is a 5'8" sophomore. She is averaging 13.6 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. She also leads the team in block shots with 41 and leads the team in steals with 4.7 steals per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Other games going on in the 7 o'clock time slot tonight. Bellevue West playing Bellevue East. That's a Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. You've got a Class B game going on at the Bob Devaney Sports Center between Omaha Duchesne and Lincoln Pius. Also going on tonight in the 7 o'clock time slot. Over at Lincoln Southwest, you've got Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family playing Guardian Angels Central Catholic. Then you've got this game here at Lincoln North Star between Giltner and the Crawford Rams. So we're set to go. Crawford and Giltner, like we said, a lot of orange, a lot of black on the floor here tonight. Giltner going to be in the white uniforms, trimmed in the letter to the black and the orange. Crawford going to be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed in the white and the orange. This will take some getting used to. Giltner will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight at Lincoln North Star. Danny Most into the center circle. Ball is in the air. Crawford controls the opening tip. We'll shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Giltner plays a very aggressive defense. They're going to start off with a zone, however, here. A 2-3 zone. That's a Rudloff with the ball out of the wing now to Nadella. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. Ball stripped away, but it's picked up by Henricks. Darby Henricks with the ball. Gets it ahead. Now Danny Most. It goes off of her fingertips out of bounds. The pass from Darby Henricks was high. Most could not pull it down. It's a turnover on Giltner. They've done a very good job this year taking care of the basketball, but they commit a turnover here in the first 30 seconds of the ball game. Now they force one. Giltner has got the ball. Here's Rhodes driving down the lane as he goes over to Danny Most, and her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Giltner with a turnover. Crawford with a turnover. No score in the ball game. We're about 30 seconds into the contest. Giltner and Crawford tonight. Girls State Tournament. In Class D2 here in Lincoln, there's a traveling violation called on Rhodes. Augusta Rhodes right out here right at the top of the three-point circle down here in the corner was trying to set up for his shot, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. So maybe a little nerves here to start off this ball game here tonight, opening round play of the state tournament here in Class D2. And now we got another traveling back the other way. Crawford has been hit with her second traveling violation. It was on Kleinlein. So it'll be Giltner coming back the other way. We've had four turnovers in the first 45 seconds of the ball game. There's a Darby Hendricks with the ball. She'll bring things up. Darby Hendricks now for Giltner. Winding her way among traffic there. Splits a couple of defenders. This pass could be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Shelby Hendricks goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner. So the Hornets will play things in. So a ragged start here to this basketball game. Here's Darby Hendricks. She will inbound the ball. Baseline right side. Underneath thrown. Basket plays it right in the line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Lyon. Follow shot. Good. Kelby Lyon right in the lane. She missed her first one. She scores on her second one. 2-0 is the score. Giltner is out on top. We're 1 minute into the ball game here at Lincoln North Star. Here come the Rams back the other way. That's going to be Nadella with the ball. Takes it down in the corner. Shot by Rudloff is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Lyon. One shot and done is Kelby Lyon. One of the leading rebounders for Giltner grabs the ball. Now back the other way. Darby Hendricks is calling for the palming violation. Darby Hendricks sprinting back the other way for the Hornets has whistled for the palming violation. Three turnovers already on Giltner in the ball game. Crawford has got two. We've had five turnovers between the two teams and one field goal. 2-0 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. Here comes the Crawford Rams back with the basketball to get it over to Klein Lange, who sends it down in the corner on the left side to get it down to a Rudloff. Now back out into three-point territory. Giltner stays with his zone defense. Here's Nadella with the ball. Nadella comes across the top of the Klein line, gets away, dribbles inside, puts up an off-balance shot. She banks one home. Allie Klein line ties up the ball game for Crawford. At the 6:14 mark here in the first quarter, we're tied at 2 points apiece. Darby Hendricks with the ball now for Giltner down in the corner to Rhodes. Gets it inside. There's a shot up and in. Kelby Lyon, they got it inside right in front of the basket. Kelby Lyon gets her second field goal in the ball game. 4-2 is the score now. Giltner has got the lead. There's Crawford with the ball. They get it into the offensive zone, but a pass can be intercepted. Intercepted. They get the ball down to Danny Bowe. She drives it, gets away to Rhodes. Her shot is up there and in. Danny Bowe gets the assist there. Augusta Rhodes will get the field goal, and now Crawford calls the timeout as Giltner has opened up a 6-2 lead. We've got a timeout with 5:45 to play here in the first quarter in Lincoln. The score, Giltner 6, and the Crawford Rams 2.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 FM. Also at KLIQFM.com. There's a pass down the near sideline. It's going to be out of bounds. So Crawford turns the ball away coming out of the timeout. Four turnovers on the Rams here in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Giltner has got a four-point lead. Giltner will inbound the ball as they get it into a Danny Most. Danny Most dribbles to the far sideline, stumps it into the offensive zone, brings it back to the center of the floor, and gets the ball into the hands of Shelby Hendricks, who hands the ball back to Most out here between the circles. Danny Most looking right. Danny Most looking right. She gets rid of it now. Shelby Hendricks has got the ball high right side. Hendricks with the ball high above her head. Finally gets into the hands of Darby Hendricks. Darby Hendricks driving inside the ring, sends it down in the corner to Augusta Rhodes. She drives the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Augusta Rhodes moving it from the right quarter toward the goal. She got the field goal to go down, and she is fouling the play here by the Crawford Rams. The personal is going to be fouled on called on Lacey Lukta. That's going to be her first foul. So going to the free throw line will be Rhodes for Giltner, a 64% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. That was Lyon trying to grab the ball underneath the hole there for Giltner and lost it out of bounds. So it's 8-2. Giltner has got the lead. They've been out of the state tournament twice now in the past 2 years and have now been able to pick up a win. But they're out on top right now, 8-2 early in the ball game. There's a pass to the wing on the left side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Danny Moses. He drives it back the other way. Now she has it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Five turnovers on Crawford here in this first quarter of play. Coming into the ball game now for Crawford is going to be Jesse Underwood. Also coming in will be Haley Hanks. So Jesse Underwood comes into the ball game now. A 5'9" junior, and also Hanks coming in there. Hanks a 5'8" junior for the Rams. It'll be Giltner playing things in. Here's Danny Most dribbles the ball in the lane. Collision, foul called. Most takes the ball right into the paint there, and she's going to be fouled into play. Allie Kleinlein picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first, a second team foul in Crawford. Non-shooting situation for Gildner. They'll play things in from underneath their own basket. Darby Hendricks looking to get things in. She does. The Lion down to Hendricks. Takes the three, dribbles to the left side of the lane, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Kleinlein. Kleinlein has got it for Crawford down the near sideline. Long pass ahead. They get it to Hanks. Her shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Rebound comes down to Lyon. Delby Lyon with a rebound. Sends it to the far sideline to Hendricks. Now down to Augusta Rhodes. Traveling violation. Rhodes on the low block left side. Whistled for the traveling violation. Four turnovers on Giltner. Five on Crawford. It's a 8-2 ball game. The Giltner Hornets are out on top of Crawford. This is a number two, number seven matchup as far as the seedings are concerned. Giltner, the number two right-seeded team. There's a pass underneath the hole. It sounds up and in. Haley Hanks scoring there for Crawford. Gets the second field goal of the ball game for the Rams. Now 8-4 the score. Giltner has got the lead. Here's Darby Hendricks with the ball. Gets away, dribbles down the lane. A bounce pass can be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it was Lichta for the Crawford Rams. It'll be Giltner playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Darby Hendricks looking to trigger things in. Looking. Finally gets it in. Danny Most drives into the free throw line, kicks it out now. Out here in 3-point territory. As Augusta Rhodes will give the ball away inside to Kelby Lyon, working in the lane. There's a pass down to Rhodes on the baseline, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's brought down by Crawford. The Rams back the other way. Here's Rudloff with the ball. Takes it right to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks. Long pass down to four. Augusta Rhodes. She drives for the hole. Her shot good. Augusta Rhodes with 6 points already in the ball game, and now we've got a foul call here in backcourt. Coming back the other way was Lichta, and she dribbled right between a couple of defenders, falls down on the play, and she draws the personal foul down here. The foul is going to go on the Giltner Hornets. It's going to go on Katie Lockman, who just checked into the ball game. That's going to be her first. So we're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10-4 the score. The Giltner Hornets out on top of Crawford here in the opening round of the Girls St. High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Giltner stays with her zone defense. Kleinlein has got the ball, comes across the top to Lichta. Now back this way again to Haley Hanks. Out to Kleinlein. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline. Rudloff, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Comes down to Augusta Rhodes. Rhodes has got it for Giltner. Sprints back the other way down the right sideline. Augusta Rhodes with the ball, having problems with the dribble. Keeps it under control. Comes out between the circles now to Shelby Hendricks. Shelby dribbles once, hands away to Danny Most, drives the ball down the right side of the lane, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, partially deflected. Ball brought down by Lyon, shot good. The shot by Danny Most was deflected down. Kelby Lyon happened to be Johnny on the spot as she picks it up the lane and scores. 12-4 now. Giltner has got an 8-point lead. And again, Crawford having problems against this pressure of Giltner having problems. Now we got a foul called on Giltner. Horn is picking up a personal foul here. It's going to go on Kelby Lyon. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one in the Hornets. Here comes Darby Hendricks back into the ballgame now for Giltner, replacing Augusta Rhodes. Also coming in will be Audra Joyce. Audra Joyce coming in for the first time for Giltner. She is a 5'6" sophomore for the Hornets. 12-4. Giltner is out on top here. Last D2 matchup here tonight. Kleinlein for three. Shot is off the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose down on the baseline and a traveling violation. We really had possession of the ball, but a traveling violation is going to be called there on Rudloff of Crawford. It's going to be Giltner playing things in. They're on their own end. Now Crawford is going to apply some pressure back here. There's Darby Hendricks with the ball, dribbling. Gets away. There's a pass ahead to Joyce as he drives the ball to the hole, and she's going to be fouled into play. Darby Hendricks taking it down to Audra Joyce, who drove right to the basket there for Giltner, and she's going to be fouled into play. She'll go to the free throw line now for a couple of shots as Haley Hanks is guilty of the foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on Crawford. Going to the free throw line will be Audra Joyce, a 47% foul shooter in the season for Giltner, averaging 1.8 points per ball game. First shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Joyce will have one more. Giltner now 0 of 2 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. 12-4. Giltner has got an 8-point lead over the 7-seeded Crawford Rams tonight. Next shot is up there. Around the rim. Falls off. No good. Ball is picked up on the baseline. Here comes Crawford coming back the other way. They get it ahead now to Kleinlein. She drives it into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. Darby Hendricks with the board there. Darby brings her back the other way. Left-handed dribble, a crossover dribble, and she's going to be called for the palming violation as she makes the crossover move there just as she brings it across the 10-second line. That's five turnovers on Giltner in the ball game. Crawford's got five. Giltner out on top of the Rams by a score of 12-4 when the first quarter with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Klein line with the ball down in the corner. Rudloff sends it inside. The ball deflected. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Crawford ball. Deflected down there by Darby Hendricks of Giltner. So Crawford will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. First quarter, 12-4. Giltner with the lead. Look, they will play things in. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Haley Hanks. Comes across the top to Klein line. Now to Lichta again in the wing on the far side. The Klein line back to Lichta for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Hendricks of Giltner. Shelby runs her back the other way on the dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone. Left-handed dribble. Man-to-man defense here for Crawford. It's Shelby Hendricks dribbling with the ball, and now she's hit. Down she goes, and a foul called. A foul's going to be called here on the Crawford. It's going to go on Lacey Lichta. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Crawford Rams. Non-shooting situation, so Giltner will play things in. Here comes Kelby Lyon back in. Here comes Augusta Rhodes back in. Going out is going to be Joyce, and also coming to the bench will be Danny Most now for head coach Nancy Lockman. And the Giltner Hornets. Giltner goes right to work inside. Kelby Lyon spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot for the window. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good. A foul called. Shelby Hendricks hitting the glass there for Giltner, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was balled in the play here by Lacey Lichta. That's going to be her third personal foul. So she's got three fouls here in the first quarter. We still got a minute and 40 seconds to play. Shelby Hendricks to the free throw line now for Giltner. Her shot is up there. It's good. Tell you what, Crawford does not have a real lengthy roster. They've only got 10 people on their roster. Most teams here in the state tournament with 12. Crawford's only got 10, and one of their girls already in foul trouble. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hendricks. So it's a 13-4 ball game. A 9-point lead here for Giltner as they, again, swat the ball away. It's going to be picked up on the near sideline by Rhodes as he drives the ball over the basket. It's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Rudloff. Ball is loose and is picked up again by Crawford coming back the other way. So Giltner forces the turnover, but a nice block on the other end by Rudloff, and Crawford has got the ball back. Hanks for three, shot no good. Rebound Rhodes. Augusta Rhodes with the ball now for Giltner as he trots her back the other direction with a minute and 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-4, Giltner has got the lead. Rhodes goes to the far sideline to Lockman as she holds the ball. High right side, comes out to Rhodes, top of the key, drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Has to be picked up here by Crawford. Crawford has got the ball. Rudloff running down the lane. Her shot good. Caitlin Rudloff dribbling down the lane. A little underhanded shot there as it goes right through the hole. 13-6 now. It's a 7-point lead for Giltner. Here comes Darby Hendricks with the ball. Nice pass, low block left side to Lockman, and we got a whistle and a foul called. Lockman driving the baseline there after receiving the pass from Darby Hendricks. Foul here is going to go on to Crawford at the 35-second mark in this first quarter. Going to go on Megan Guest, who just checked into the ball game. That's going to be the first foul on Guest. It's going to be Giltner ball as they play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Darby Hendricks will trigger things in as she comes to the near sideline and throws it over the head of Danny Most out of bounds. So a turnover on Giltner, and Crawford will get the basketball back. Here comes Audra Joyce back into the ball game now for Giltner, replacing Kelby Lyon. 35.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. Giltner has got the lead over Crawford. In the girls' state tournament, the score is 13-6. Klein Lyon has got the ball, sends it to the far side to Rudloff. Rudloff brings it back out to Klein Lyon. They swing it to the right side now to Nadella. Goes back to the left sideline to Rudloff, and the shot is up and in. They work the defense side to side. That's a three-pointer by Caitlin Rudloff. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's now a 13-9 ball game. Crawford has scored the last 5 points here in the ball game, and now a traveling violation. Darby Hendricks trying to set things up on the wing on the right side. She's called for dragging her back foot. 8 turnovers now on Giltner here in the first quarter. Into the ball game now for the Hornets is going to be Taylor Rhodes. Taylor Rhodes comes in for Darby Hendricks. 9.1 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Giltner is out on top of Crawford, 13-9. Here's a long baseball pass down to four. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Rhodes. Rhodes gets the ball to Danny Most, driving down the left side of the lane. Her shot no good. The ball tapped around and goes out of bounds. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the state tournament. Giltner has got the lead. It's the Hornets 13, Crawford 9. You're listening to the girls state tournament on the Breeze.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, first quarter in the books, 13-9 to score. Giltner has got the lead over Crawford. And Crawford will have the opening possession of the second quarter, shooting to our basket to our right. There's Nadella with the ball on the wing on the right side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, nearly travels with the ball. Gets it away, gets it to Rudloff, who sends the ball down in the right corner to Megan Guest, who's back into the ball game. Now to Nadella down again. Out here in three-point territory, drives it down the lane, and a foul is called. A blocking foul is going to be whistled here on the Giltner Hornets. It's going to go on Shelby Hendricks. That's going to be her first. The first foul in Shelby Hendricks, team foul number three on the Hornets. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Crawford inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come out here on the wing to a Rudloff, moves to her right, fires up a three-pointer shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks. Hendricks puts it on the floor and dribbles back the other way for Giltner. 200 pass goes to Rhodes on the wing. Three-pointer. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Danny Mose. She goes up in the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. And Danny Mose will go to the free throw line now for Giltner. Again, she's the highest scoring player in the Class D2 state tournament field, averaging 19.3 points per ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brittany Lemon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number seven. Called on Crawford. This will be a two-shot foul as Most was in the act of shooting. The first one's going to be no good. Danny Most hitting 71% of her foul shots so far this year, 48% from the field, and she's knocking down 35% of her three-point tries. Here comes the next shot by Most. It's up there. The shot good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. The Giltner lead is now 14-9. Early in the second quarter, 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Now we got another whistle in backcourt traveling. Traveling violation here on Klein line. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Crawford here in the basketball game. So Giltner has a break. They'll play things in. Their offensive end on the far side. Darby Hendricks, 200 pass. They get it into a Danny Most. Most dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Danny Most moves it to the wing on the right side. Stomps. There's a pass down on the baseline. Hendricks shot is up and in. Darby Hendricks scores on the assist from Danny Most. That's now a 16-9 ball game. 16-9, Giltner with a lead. A pass ahead to Underwood. She puts it up off the short left baseline. Her shot no good. The ball's out of bounds. Last touch down there by 11. It's going to be Giltner ball. So Crawford missing some shots now from close range. Giltner has built a 7-point lead again, 16-9. We're in the second quarter. Just under 7 minutes to go until halftime. On the right sideline is going to be Darby Hendricks with the ball. Hendricks has been out there. A lot of contact. No foul called. Rudloff goes out there and knocks down, but no foul called. Goes trickling out of bounds, the ball does, and it's going to be Giltner ball. They'll play things in on the far sideline. Darby Hendricks, they go back door to Danny Most, and she can't control it. She saves it from going out of bounds, though. She gets it into the hands of Klein line for Crawford. It's going to be a turnover on Giltner, the ninth of the ball game. There's a bounce pass underneath. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Underwood. The ball tapped out, picked up by Nadella. Nadella has got the ball now for Crawford. Dribbles it to the wing. Now kicks her back out here. 3-point territory. Klein line has got the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Dribbling to the free throw line is Rudloff. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Down for the rebound. It's recovered by Underwood, and her shot is up and in. Jesse Underwood steals that ball away from Lyon and scores. Jesse Underwood's first field goal in the ball game for Crawford. Now a 16-11 score. Here's Most for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lyon. Her shot is up there. No good, and she's fouling the play. So Danny Most unable to find the range from 3-point territory. Lyon was right there with the offensive board, and then she's fouling the play. The foul is going to go on Underwood. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number 8, Golden Crawford, here in this first half of play. Kelby Lyon at the free throw line for a 1-1. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She'll have 2 shots, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. Kelby Lyon is a 62% foul shooter in the season. She's got 6 points already in this basketball game. 16-11. Goltner has got the lead over Crawford tonight from the Class D2 Girls State Tournament. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Underwood. Underwood has got the ball now to Kleinlein. She works here in backcourt. Kleinlein races into the offensive zone. Now a two-handed pass goes to the far side to Rudloff. Her shot for 3. She banks one home. Rudloff banks one home from high off of the glass. Goes right through the hole. That's 16-14. Crawford is back within 2 points. Here comes Giltner with the basketball. Darby Hendricks has got it on the wing, dribbles it into the paint, and she throws the ball away. Trying to get it to Kelby Lyon. She throws it behind Lyon. It goes out of bounds. The 10th turnover on Giltner in the ball game. And now Crawford has a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Now Nancy Lockman wants to call a timeout. A timeout call here with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 16, Crawford 14.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination in Grand Island. Ball is going to be deflected away, and it's finally going to be picked up here. It's going to be out of bounds. They're going to give the ball back here to the Crawford Rams. Ball was jarred loose in the backcourt. It was all over the place. It finally goes out of bounds, and they give the ball back to Crawford again, so bring things up. It's a 16-14 ball game. There's a pass down the far sideline. It's over the head of Rudloff, and the ball's going to be safe from going out of bounds. Giltner has the ball. Turnover number 9 on Crawford. They had a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Shelby Hendricks has now got it for Giltner to get it to Danny Moster. Shot is up there and in. Most scores from the elbow on the right side. That's her first field goal. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Giltner has now got a 4-point lead again, 18-14. Here comes Crawford back in their offensive zone. Rudloff on the baseline. 3-pointer is up there. No good. Rebound to Lyon. Kelby Lyon with the ball now for Giltner. As she comes to the near sideline to a Katie Lockman, who's back into the ball game. Lockman with the ball in the offensive zone. Hands it away out here to Shelby Hendricks. So she directs a little traffic out here. Hendricks looking. Goes over to Darby Hendricks. 200 pass goes inside to Lyon. Lyon moves it down the right side of the lane. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot up there. No good. She's fouled in the play. Jesse Underwood will pick up the foul. That's going to be her second. So Underwood, 2 fouls. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Crawford. That's going to send Kelby Lyon to the free throw line. Lyon's got 3 field goals, 6 points already tonight. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there. It's going to be no good. Lyon will have one more. Into the ball game now for Giltner is going to be Augusta Rhodes. Going on is going to be Shelby Hendricks. Into the ball game for Crawford is going to be Allie Kleinlein. Kleinlein comes in. Going out will be Jesse Underwood. 4:38 to play. Second quarter, 18-14. Giltner with the lead. Next shot is up there by Lyon. It's good. Lyon 1 out of 2 from the line. She's now 1 out of 4 for the ball game, and it's a 19-14 ball game. There's a pass going to be thrown out of bounds again. Crawford comes in to the forecourt and throws the ball into the second row of the bleachers on the far side. 10 turnovers on the Rams here in this ballgame. 19-14, Giltner with the lead. 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's a Darby Hendricks with the ball. Darby Hendricks around the screen. Nice pass down low. Most grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball's going to be poked to the corner. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Giltner ball. That's touched there by the Crawford Rams. Into the ballgame now for Crawford is going to be Megan Guest. Guest comes in. Lacey Lichta comes out. Giltner plays things in here on the near sideline. Darby Hendricks will key things in. The most on the baseline left side. They get it inside down to Lyon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Lyon goes back up, shoots and scores. Kelby Lyon missed the first one. She got her own offensive rebound back. Puts it in off of the window and scores. Shelby Lyon now with 9 points in the ballgame, 21-14. Gildner back out to a seven-point lead. There's another pass thrown out of bounds on the far sideline. Gildner pressuring it backcourt here, and Crawford's having all kinds of problems getting the ball established here in their offensive zone. That's the 11th turnover on Crawford here in the ballgame. And Gildner will have the basketball back halfway through the second quarter from Lincoln North Star here tonight. Girls High School basketball from the state tournament, 21-14. Gildner has got the lead. Gildner's got it. They're into the forecourt. Lachman has got it. Now to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks looking. There's a pass deflected. As we brought down, now it's a guard loose in the lane. We got a foul called. The pass was deflected. Rudloff had it in the lane there for Crawford. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Gildner, trying to jar the ball loose. That's the fourth team foul. Calling Gildner. This one's going to be whistled on Augusta Rhodes. That's going to be your first. So Gildner now with 11 turnovers. Crawford's got 11. Gildner has got a seven-point lead, 21-14 here in the ballgame. Pressure again by the Hornets in backcourt. Lichter brings it across the timeline now. She sends it down in the corner. On the right side to Haley Hanks, who's back in the ballgame. To Lichter. Dribble penetration down in the corner. Rudloff for three. Shot no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Gildner ball. Trying to save it down there for the Crawford Rams was Lacey Lichter. Couldn't get to it. It goes trickling out of bounds, and Gildner will play things in. Now the Rams going to force the issue a little bit. Applying some pressure in backcourt. Here's Danny Most winding her way back up the floor. The Lachman, her shot from 15, won't go. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Lyon on the baseline. Lyon back outside to Hendricks for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Shelby Hendricks in the lane to Danny Most. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, follow shot, good. Shelby Lyon scores. So three, four shots in the hole there. Finally, Kelby Lyon gets one to go down. Now a traveling violation here in backcourt. Brittany Lemon is whistled for the step. Says Gildner is again applying pressure in backcourt. Lemon is whistled for the extra steps. 23-14. Gildner back out to a nine-point lead. Gildner has scored the last 7 points in the ballgame. It was 16-14 when they called that timeout. There's a pass down the lane. It's going to be way too far over the head of Most out of bounds. It was 16-14 when Nancy Lachman called that timeout. Gildner has responded with seven straight points. It's now 23-14, 2:48 to play. They're in the second quarter. Here comes Crawford back with the ball, driving down the lane. His shot is up there, no good by Lichter. Rebound comes down to Most. Danny Most has got it for Gildner. She hustles into the forecourt now and will hold things up as they run the offense. There's a feed to the wing on the right side. Darby Hendricks back into Most. It's off of her fingertips. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Most. A lot of pressure by Crawford in the lane there. Danny Most could not control the pass. It goes out of bounds. 13 turnovers on Gildner here in the ballgame. Down on the scores table, checking in will be Audra Joyce. Going out is going to be Kelby Lyon. 2:28 to play, second quarter, 23-14. Gildner with a lead. Crawford coming back the other way, and now they lose control of the ball again. That was Lemon losing control of the ball. That's the 13th turnover. Now in Crawford driving down the lane. There's a shot that's up there, no good. But the ball is brought down here by Shelby Hendricks for Gildner. Moves it to the right side. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. Hendricks moved it left to right across the lane and ran into Haley Hanks. Who's going to be hit with a personal foul here for Crawford. That's going to be her second. And that's going to send Shelby Hendricks to the free throw line now for Gildner. She is one out of two from the free throw line tonight. 50% foul shooter on the season. Shelby Hendricks toes the mark. Shot is up there short. She'll get one more. 2:06 to play, second quarter. Gildner trying to win a state tournament game here in girls basketball. They're 0 for their last two, the last 2 years here. Hendricks will have another one. Shot is up there. That one's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose, and Hendricks picks up the ball on the right sideline. Shelby Hendricks gets it out to Darby. Hendricks down low to Moster. Shot is up there and in. Danny Most gets her second field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Gildner is out to an 11-point lead. Here's another steal now by Most. Most drives, shoots, and scores. And now we got a timeout here from Crawford. A 27-14 ball game in favor of Gildner. The Hornets right now in an 11-0 run here over the Crawford Rams. We've got a timeout, 1:47 left here in the second quarter. Gildner 27, Crawford 14.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM, 94.5. An 11-0 run for the Giltner Hornets here in the second quarter of play. Giltner has got a 13-point lead, 27-14. Crawford has not scored here in the past couple of minutes. Giltner has rattled off 11 straight points. Crawford is having a tough time getting the ball in their offensive zone here. Licht has got the ball down the near sideline. They get it to Haley Hanks. There's another pass intercepted. Intercepted again by Giltner's Katie Lockman. Turnover number 15 on Crawford. Here's Lockman with the ball. Lockman comes over here to a Shelby Hendricks. She'll bring it out into three-point territory. Backs up near the 10-second line. Shelby Hendricks pass to the high post. Joyce can't handle it. It's now picked up by Taylor Rhodes, who's into the ball game again. To Shelby Hendricks, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lemon. Ready Lemon with the ball. Near sideline. Nadella gets the ball ahead. Driving to the goal. It's Rudloff. Her shot is up there and misses from point-blank range. Rebound comes down to Giltner. That's a Joyce. Her pass is going to be deflected away. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Rudloff misses from point-blank range there, just to the right side of the basket for Crawford, as they cannot buy a bucket here in the second quarter. The foul is going to go on Rudloff here in backcourt. That's going to be your first over the 10-foul limit in the second half. To the free throw line is going to be Darby Hendricks now for Giltner. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. She'll have a 1-1. 27-14, Giltner out to a 13-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hendricks will have two shots. This is over the 10-foul limit, so Darby will get one more. Kleinlein comes back into the ball game now for Crawford. An 11-0 run for the Hornets here at the end of the second quarter. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Darby Hendricks. Now 28-14 as Giltner has doubled the score, under a minute to go. Crawford coming up the near sideline. That's a Lichta with the ball. Out in the left corner, Rudloff for three, shot good. Caitlin Rudloff hits a three ball, and that breaks a long string. It's now a 28-16 ball game. There's a feed down low. With the ball down there is going to be Lockman. She is trapped. Gets the ball away. Now the right baseline. Darby Hendricks puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. They just gave Rudloff two on that last play. So it's a 28-16. A personal foul here is going to be whistled on Kleinlein. That's going to be your second. Most of the free throw line for Giltner. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Danny Most now with 8 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Joyce coming back into the ball game now for Giltner. 29.4 seconds to play. Giltner has got a 13-point lead. Danny Most toes the mark for his second shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rudloff. So a 13-point lead for the Hornets. Here comes the Rams back with the basketball. The Della has got it on the right baseline, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Kleinlein. Comes across the top now to Lichta. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Rudloff, and the rebound comes down to Giltner. Danny Most down the near sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Most looks up at the clock and then loses control of the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a Crawford ball. Yeah, Danny took her eyes off of things here, looked up at the clock, and then lost control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Giltner's 14th turnover. Here's a shot from backcourt, way short, and that's the end of the first half. First half in the books tonight, girls class D2. State tournament action. The Giltner Hornets with a lead over Crawford. Their score is Giltner 29 and Crawford 16. You're listening to the girls state tournament tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Lincoln North Star here tonight. Girls State Tournament basketball on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Halftime show tonight brought to you by the Allen Superstore of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, the toy department, and of course the wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? We can shop locally owned, locally operated Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. The Giltner Hornets with a lead here over Crawford at halftime. The score is 29-16. Giltner got out to a 8-point lead in the first half, actually a 9-point lead at 1 point, 13-4. Crawford scores the final 5 points of the first quarter to slice the lead down. It was 13-9 going into the second quarter, 16-14 with about 6 minutes to play in the first half. Giltner had the lead, and that's when the Hornets respond as they scored 12 straight points. Went on a 12-0 run to go out on top, 28-14. And right now it is 29-16 at halftime. Giltner has got a 13-point lead, so the Hornets forcing a lot of offense off of their defense here tonight. They go on a 12-0 run late in the second quarter, and the Hornets now have a 13-point lead at halftime. The score is 29-16. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. We'll check the scoring in the first half. Kelby Lyon is leading the way so far for Giltner. She has got 11 points here in the first half. Lyon has got 5 field goals, and she is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Danny Most, she has got 8 points. Most has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the line. Augusta Rhodes, she has got 6 points on 3 field goals. She's 0 of 1 from the line. Darby Hendricks, she's got 3 points on a field goal, and she's 1 out of 2 from the line. And scoring 1 point in the first half was Shelby Hendricks. She is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Giltner, they hit their free throws in the first half. It'd be a blowout city. They're just 5 out of 17 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Unofficially 14 turnovers in the basketball game. Crawford, they've got 15 turnovers here in the first half of play. They're being led by Caitlin Rudloff. She has got 10 points in the ball game. Rudloff has knocked down 1 3-pointer. And she's got she's knocked down 2 3-pointers in the game, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she's got 10 points here at the break. Allie Kleinlein, she has got a field goal for 2. Jesse Underwood has got a field goal for 2. And Haley Hanks has got a field goal and 2 points Crawford has not yet been to the free throw line here in the first half of play. And unofficially, Crawford with 15 turnovers in the basketball game. So Giltner has got the lead, looking for their first ever win in girls high school basketball here at the state tournament. They're making their third appearance overall, and number three could be the lucky charm tonight for the Giltner Hornets. They have got a 13-point lead over Crawford at halftime. The score is 29-16. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at Lincoln Northstar here tonight, the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze. Got some other games to report as far as scores are concerned here tonight. And our scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. The game's going on right now in the 7 o'clock time slot, the Class A game. Bellevue West is leading Bellevue East at halftime. The score is 38-22. The Class B game is Lincoln Pius out on top of Omaha Duchesne at halftime by a score of 21-16. And we've got Giltner out on top of Crawford here, 29-16. Crawford held to just 7 points in the second quarter of play. The Rams shot only 3 out of 11 from the field in the second quarter. So they're trailing the Giltner Hornets tonight by 13 at the break. The score is 29-16. Your other scores here brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings. And if you missed the action from earlier today, Lincoln Northeast beat South Sioux City in Class A by a score of 70-55. Omaha Benson over Kearney by a score of 63-36. Grand Island Northwest winners today over Sydney. The Vikings, the number one seeded team, the number one ranked team in Class B, as they had no problems with Sydney today, 65-44. Northwest will play Norris at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Norris beat Gretna today by a score of 61-50. We'll have that ball game for you tomorrow afternoon here on the Breeze. Minden is into the semifinals. The Whippets, the only undefeated team down here in Lincoln. They picked up their 26th win in a row. Tied a state record with 15 three-pointers in their game today as they blasted Lincoln Lutheran 72-38. They'll play Platteview tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Platteview beat Fairbury 77-66. We'll have the game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tomorrow. Other action in Class C1, Pierce over Shadron 61-47. Kearney Catholic winners over Bishop Newman 47-44. So Pierce will play Kearney Catholic at 10:45. So we'll have a doubleheader for you tomorrow on Classic Hits at 9 and at 10:45. Hastings St. Cecilia winners today over Dundee County Stratton by the score of 50-43. St. Cecilia will play Pender tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Sports Center. Pender beat Homer by a score of 61-54. We'll have that game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS tomorrow, beginning at 1:45. Class D1 today, it was North Platte St. Pat's winners over Sutherland 42-33, and Friend knocked off Arapahoe 69-33. Emerson upsetting top-seeded St. Mary's 54-37. Humphrey St. Francis over Boyd County 41-38. Here in Class D2, it was Falls City Sacred Heart over Juanita Palisade 45-25, and Why Not down Bancroft Rosalie 56-39. Giltner has got the lead here at halftime over Crawford. The score is 29-16. And then the second ball game tonight, the last one of day number one here at Lincoln North Star, will pit Stewart up against Sterling. If Giltner goes on to win this ball game tomorrow, they will play at 8:45 tomorrow night at the Sports Center. If that happens, the folks back at Giltner take note, a programming note. You'll have the game tomorrow, but it will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. They've got previous obligations with a Tri-City Storm tomorrow night. So, Giltner, you'll be on the radio again tomorrow night if you can hang on to the win here tonight. But spinner down the dial at 98.9. We'll have it for you on Classic Hits 98.9. At halftime here, last D2 state tournament action on the Breeze. The score, Giltner 29, Crawford 16. We've got the second half coming up.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Giltner goes right to work and takes it down low. Shelby Hendricks gets the field goal for the Hornets. And now Giltner has got a 15-point lead. It is 31-16. Driving back the other way. A shot on the baseline is up and in. Brittany Lemon scoring there for Crawford as she answers at the other end. So it's 31-18 now. Giltner has got the lead, and now the Hornets have the ball knocked out of the hands of a Darby Hendricks. They'll play things in right in front of the scorer's table. Darby Hendricks, 200 pass. She gets it inbounds to Augusta Rhodes. Giltner shooting to our basket to our right. There's a pass down the low block left side to Shelby Hendricks. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kleinlein. Kleinlein has got the ball now for Crawford. Across the 10-second line, lobs it in the way, and the ball is deflected away, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Hendricks. Turnover number 16 on Crawford. Long pass down the floor, over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it to Augusta Rhodes, and the ball was thrown too far. So Giltner, they turned the ball over as well. That's going to be 15 turnovers on Giltner here in the ball game. 31-18. Giltner has got the lead. Lichta with the ball, gets it ahead. Now to Lemon. She drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot. Lichta, her shot in the lane, no good. Rebound comes out of Lyon. Kelby Lyon with the ball for Giltner. Bounce pass to the near sideline. Hendricks has got it. Hendricks moves it down the right side of the lane. Now she steps out of bounds. Hendricks just took it down the right side of the lane, got all the way to the baseline, and dribbled the ball out of bounds. So a turnover on the Hornets. 16 turnovers now on Giltner. 31-18. Giltner has got the lead. Here's Crawford with the ball as they shoot to our basket to our left. They've had all kinds of problems with the press of Giltner tonight. And Nadella has got the ball on the far sideline. Goes over to Lichta at the free throw line, dribbles it down the lane. Here's a pass down to Rudloff in the corner. Shot for three is no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Giltner ball. State tournament coverage tonight brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Also by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. 31-18, Giltner has got the lead. There's a pass inside. It goes to Lyon. Her shot is up and in. Kelby Lyon scores. Lyon now with 13 points in the ball game. Now here's a steal in backcourt by Most. Her shot is up and in. Danny Most gets the steal, and she takes it to the goal and scores. A turnover on Crawford, their 17th in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout called as Giltner has opened up a 35-18 lead over Crawford. We'll take a break with 5:59 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on the Breeze.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, if Giltner can win this ball game, they'll play at 8:45 tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the game for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Beginning with the pregame show at about 8:35 or so. But Giltner's going to hang on down the stretch here. We're still early in the second half in the third quarter. 35-18, the Hornets have the lead. Crawford with the ball down here on the left baseline. Dribbling with it, it's going to be Lemon. Works the ball inside. Now they kick it back to Kleinlein as he dribbles it down the lane and shines up and in. Allie Kleinlein scores there for Crawford. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Now 35-20, a 15-point lead for the Hornets. Giltner working the ball in backcourt. Shelby Henricks races the ball down the left sideline into the offensive zone as she works over there against Lichta. There's a feed inside and a foul is called. They got it inside to Darby Henricks, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Crawford. That's going to be their first foul in the second half. It's going to go on Rudloff. That's going to be her second. Personal foul number one on Crawford. In the second half, here comes Underwood back into the ball game now. Jesse Underwood. And going out is going to be Brittany Lemon. 35-20. Giltner has got the lead by 15 as they inbound the ball. The Rhodes dribbles it down the right side of the lane. It's going to be stripped away. The ball is loose and it's taken down here in the lane. Underwood grabs the ball to 17. Turnover on Giltner. Here's Nadella. She takes it to the hole. Her shot's up there. It won't go. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good. And she's fouling the play. That's going to be Nadella. No, it's going to be Underwood going to the free throw line, and she got the offensive board. She's fouling the play here by Most. And he picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one on Giltner here in the second half of play. Underwood to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot rims around, no good. Underwood's averaging 5 points per ball game. She's got two so far on a field goal here in this ball game. 35-20, Giltner has got the lead. Jesse Underwood will have one more. Dribbles at the foul line, throws it up there. The shot hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. 3 points in the ball game now for Underwood. Giltner's got a 14-point lead here in the third quarter, 35-21. Hornets with the ball in their offensive zone. Shelby Henricks with the ball, backs her back out, gives it to Darby Henricks, inside down to Lyon, wheels in the lane, puts up a shot, partially deflected, rebound Most, follow shot up there, good, and she's fouling the play. Danny Most gets the offensive board and the putback for Giltner. And one as she'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on a 3-point play here. Danny Most now with 12 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll go to the stripe here. Coming into the ball game now will be Katie Lockman. Going out is going to be Shelby Henricks. 37-21. Giltner with a 16-point lead now. Next shot by Danny Most from the free throw line is up there and in. Most with 13. That's now a 38-21 ball game as the Hornets starting to put this baby away. Here's a deflection in backcourt, but it's picked back up. Licked has got it, splits a couple of defenders, comes into the offensive zone, and a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Giltner. Let's see, she split a couple of defenders. It's going to go on Most. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hornets here in the ball game. Crawford will play things in off of the far sideline. Licked has got it out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the wing, now to Nadella down there in the corner. Dribble, penetration, it's cut off, throws it out here to Kleinlein, comes across the top, now to Rudloff, takes it inside the free throw circle on a dribble, the ball's going to be stripped away, picked up by Lockman now for Giltner, that is the 18th turnover on Crawford in the ball game. There's Augusta Rhodes, now to Lockman again, Lockman gets it, Darby Henricks, there's a feed to Most, two-handed pass goes inside to Kelby Lyon, and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Crawford, that's going to be their third team foul here in the second half of play. We're at the 4:15 mark of this ball game. That personal foul goes on Lacey Lichta. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. She's going to have to check out. So 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. Giltner with a 17-point lead, 38-21. And now the Hornets throw the ball away. Trying to inbound from underneath their own basket. They throw it into their bench here on the near sideline. So Crawford's going to have a chance to slice into the lead right here as they bring things up. Again, a one 2-2. Looks like 1-2-2 zone press here. And the ball is going to be deflected again. Picked up here by Hendricks as he drives the hole, and she's fouling the play as they go tumbling out of bounds. Darby Hendricks taking it right to the hole there. And a foul is going to be called down there. And now we've got an injured player on behalf of the Crawford Rams. So we got an injured player down here underneath the basket, the 4:05 mark, as they're going to bring in the medical staff to take a look at her. So we got an injury timeout. We will take a break here. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the third quarter. The score is Giltner 38 and Crawford 21.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln North Star, the injured player was Allie Kleinlein, and she is going to need some assistance to get off the floor here at Lincoln North Star. So Kleinlein, who has played a pretty good ball game tonight for Crawford, is now coming to the bench for the Rams with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. She's the one that committed a personal foul, and she's going to be taken, I think, right to the locker room here at Lincoln North Star. Going to the free throw line will be Darby Hendricks. Hendricks, she's got 3 points in the ball game, a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hendricks will have a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there and in. Hendricks now with 4 points in the ball game. It's now 39-21. 39-21. Giltner has got the lead. Darby Hendricks will have one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. Darby Hendricks puts the Hornets out on top by 19 points. It is 40-21. Here's Crawford now with the basketball as they come to the 10-second line. That's Lemon with the ball. Nearly turns it away again. Gets it to Nadella to the right sideline. Rudloff, her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is taken down here by Hendricks for Giltner. On the left baseline, Shelby Hendricks runs her back the other way. There's a feed over here to Darby. Her shot is up there. It's an air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to Underwood. Underwood has got it down for Crawford. Comes on the near side to a Lemon. She nearly lost the ball out of bounds, but picks it up. Goes to the far sideline. Now to Nadella as he tries to drive the ball in the hole, and it's knocked out of her hands out of bounds. It's going to be Crawford playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:27 remaining in the third quarter. It's 40-21. Giltner has got the lead. Inbounds pass comes in to Haley Hanks. Her shot from three-point territory from the corner is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks. Hendricks runs her back the other way all the way to the baseline. Kicks her back out. Augusta Rhodes, her shot is up there and in. Augusta Rhodes just inside the three-point circle. She scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And Giltner has now doubled the score on Crawford. It is 42-21. Long pass down to Florida. Rudloff for shot is up there and in. Rudloff scoring. She's got six field goals now and 12 points in the ball game. 42-23. Giltner is out on top here in the ball game. With 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hornets with the ball. Shelby Hendricks comes out to Augusta Rhodes, top of the key. Has it swatted away. Rhodes picks her back up. Augusta Rhodes comes over here to Shelby Hendricks. There's a feed down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Katie Lockman out of bounds. That's one thing that head coach Nancy Lockman won't be very happy about. the turnover rate today for Giltner. They've got 19 turnovers here in this basketball game. Kelby Lyon back into the ball game now for Giltner. She comes into the contest. Darby Hendricks will come out. 42-23. Giltner with the lead here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Lemon with the ball. She has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Giltner. They get her to head to Augusta Rhodes. She drives and she's fouled into play. Rhodes taking it to the hole. And she is fouled into play here by Kaylin Nadella for Crawford. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to send Rhodes to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the game on four field goals. She's out of one from the free throw line. She's a 64% foul shooter during the season here for the Hornets. Augusta Rhodes looks up there. Shot is up. It's off of the back iron around the rim and falls off the left side. No good. High school basketball tonight on the breeze. KOIQ FM 94.5. And also online at KOIQFM.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Next shot is up there and in for Augusta Rhodes, and it's now a 20-point lead again for the Hornets at 43-23 as the ball again was swatted out of bounds on the far sideline. Complete basketball coverage again tomorrow on our network of stations. Doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR in the morning beginning at 9. We'll have a Hastings-St. Cecilia ball game on 12:30 a.m. KIC or 12:30 a.m. KHAS tomorrow beginning at 2 o'clock. If Giltner wins here, we'll be back on Classic Hits tomorrow night. There's a long-range three put up there. It's no good by Nadella. She gets her own rebound back, drives it inside. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lyon. Lyon has got the ball for Giltner. A minute and 55 seconds to play. 43-23. Giltner with a lead. There's Lachman, her shot on the short right baseline. No good. Lyon grabs the rebound, kicks her back out to Rhodes, drives inside, runs into some traffic in there, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds. Augusta Rhodes drives it inside. Rhodes is not very big. She is 5'5", and she goes running into Jesse Underwood at 5'10". As he took it to the hole, the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a Giltner turnover. That's their 20th of the ball game. Here comes Nadella back the other way for Crawford. Back outside, a three-pointer by Lemon is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose again. Two, three players at the deck. It goes trickling out of bounds here on the near sideline, and they will point Crawford's way. The Rams will play things in. 1:27 left here in the third quarter. Giltner with a 20-point lead, 43-23. They went at halftime, 29-16 over the Rams. There's Hanks with the ball. A three-pointer's put up there and in. Haley Hanks nails a three-ball. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and now Crawford wants to call a timeout. The Rams call a timeout with a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 43 and Crawford 26.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need. Because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Lincoln North Star, 1:18 to play here in the third quarter, 43-26. Giltner has got the lead. Hornets will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here comes Darby Hendricks as she winds her way back up the floor and goes over to Lyons. She wasn't looking for the pass and goes ricocheting off of her and out of bounds. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Humphrey Lindsay Holy family is out on top of Guardian Angels Central Catholic, 27-26, as they head to the fourth quarter in Class C2. There's a shot taken from the corner by Rudloff. It's no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Crawford. There's a shot from the free throw line by Underwood. Is no good. And the rebound comes down to Giltner. Giltner has got the ball. Here's Darby Hendricks right at the 10-second line. Rips the ball away from a Crawford Ram. Now it's going to be knocked loose again. And it's picked up here on the near sideline by Lemon as they come back the other way. Now to Nadella. Her shot is up there. No good. And she's knocked down into play. And she'll go to the free throw line. Things getting a little ragged here late in the third quarter. 38.1 seconds to play in the third. 43-26. Giltner with the lead. Kaylin Nadella goes to the free throw line for Crawford. She has not scored so far tonight, averaging 5.3 on the season. As she will toe the mark here. Darby Hendricks picked up the last foul for Giltner. That's going to be her first foul. Shot from the free throw line is around the rim and down. She'll get one more. So Darby Hendricks now with a personal foul in the ball game. Here comes Shelby Hendricks into the ball game. Darby checks out. 38.1 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Giltner has got the lead, 43-27. Kaylin Nadella again will go to the free throw line for Crawford. Looks up there. Shot is in the air. That one is good. So she nails a couple of free throws. And it is now a 43-28 ball game. Here's Giltner inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Lockman, Katie Lockman dribbles it across the 10-second line here on the near sideline. And now a double dribble violation. Kaylin Nadella applying a little pressure out here near the 10-second line. And a double dribble violation is called on Katie Lockman. Turnover number 22 in the ball game now for Giltner. Here comes Crawford. They will inbound the ball. That's the Nadella out here in the middle of the floor. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Two-handed pass comes to the near side to Haley Hanks. Back out to Nadella. Throws it on the right wing now to Lemon. Drives the ball toward the goal and shines up there and in. Tiffany Lemon scoring there. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Now 43-30 as the Crawford Rams are back within 13 points here in the ball game. Lachlan has got the ball as he dribbles it down to the baseline. Reverses it, gets out to Shelby Hendricks, drives it in the lane. Her run hander is up there, no good. And time expires here in quarter number three. 3 quarters in the books in girls high school basketball tonight from the state tournament in Lincoln. The score, Giltner 43 and Crawford 30. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $9,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $4,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer valid in select states and ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Residency and other restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Lincoln North Star tonight. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth and final quarter. Class D2 matchup here tonight between Giltner and Crawford. Giltner has got the lead as we start the fourth quarter. Crawford has got the ball. Shooting to our basket to our left here in the final quarter of play. Driving the baseline. The ball is knocked loose. Goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Crawford. That was Rudloff driving the baseline from the right corner toward the goal and ran into Kelby Lyon. And Crawford loses the ball out of bounds. 21 turnovers on the Rams. Giltner has got the ball in a 13-point lead. 43-30 is the score. Here's Darby Hendricks with it. She dribbles down in the corner for Giltner. Sends the ball inside to Lyon. Lyon brings it back on the wing to Rhodes. Over on the left side, here's a shot put up there. No good by Shelby Hendricks. Gets her own rebound back, puts it up there and scores, and she's fouling the play. Shelby Hendricks misses her first one from about 12 feet away, follows her shot, gets her back into lane, scores, and she's fouling the play. So Shelby will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play now. Last personal foul is going to be whistled here on Lemon, that's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Shelby Hendricks. She is now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. 45-30 is the score. There's an interception. Hendricks has got the ball on the far sideline. Turnover number 22 on Crawford. Lockman got the interception on the far sideline. Now back in the offensive scoring zone for the Hornets. They've got a 15-point lead. Rhodes with the ball. Now to Shelby Hendricks. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Danny Most. Double team on the baseline. Most kicks her back out. Out here in 3 point territory, Shelby Hendricks with the ball, trying to penetrate, can't do it. Hendricks on the dribble, brings it out to the top of the key. Lobs it over here to Darby Hendricks. Nice pass down low to Most, and her shot is up and in. The pass rocketed down to the right short baseline. Danny Most scores. She's got 15 points in the ball game. As now Giltner with a 17-point lead again at 47-30. There's a traveling violation on the far sideline. They had Kaylin Nadella trapped over there on the far sideline, and she's calling for the extra steps. So a turnover on Crawford. It'll be Giltner coming back the other way. Giltner will play at 8:45 tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center if they can hold on to the victory here in this one. And again, for the Giltner fans, we'll have the game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tomorrow night. There's a shot up there, no good by Lyon, but she's fouling a play. We'll have Tri-City Storm hockey tomorrow night here on the Breeze because of some previous engagements with the Tri-City Storm. We'll move the Giltner Hornets over on Classic Hits tomorrow night. The fourth foul called on Jesse Underwood for Crawford. There's a shot from the free throw line, no good by Lyon. Tell you what, Giltner not shooting free throws very well in this ball game tonight. They were just 5 out of 17 in the first half. Not much better here in half number two. Gelby Lyon will have another one. Her shot is up and in. On the season, Giltner was hitting 60% of their fast shots. Nowhere close to that tonight. 48-30 is the score. It's an 18-point lead for the Hornets of Giltner. Licht has got the ball again. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Boy, the Giltner defense has been good tonight. They have forced Crawford into 23 turnovers, and we still got 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Rudloff with the ball. Rudloff works out top as she leaves it over here on the wing, driving toward the goal. It's going to be Nadella. She loses control, picks it back up, and then banks one out. Kaylin Nadella scoring there for Crawford. She has now got 4 points in the ball game, 48-32. Here's Danny Most now for Giltner. Dribbles the ball off the floor all the way to the baseline. Comes out of the wing. That's Darby Hendricks with the ball. She takes it down to the baseline. Bounce pass across the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down. Shelby Hendricks has a shot blocked out of her hands. And now a traveling violation coming back the other way on Haley Hanks. So Crawford got the block down there. Came out of there with the ball. But then was whistled for the traveling violation. So Giltner will get it in. They'll play it off of the far sideline. Darby Hendricks with the ball high above her head as she gets things in the Most. Most here on the near sideline. Danny will take off behind a screen from Lyon. Gives the ball away to Lyon. Back to Danny Most from the corner. Three-pointers up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try up there, no good. Down for the rebound. Still loose. Finally, a jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of who? Possession will go to Giltner as they will play things in. Or will they? Nope. It's going to be Crawford playing things in. You're in backcourt. 5:35 to go. Coming into the ball game now for Giltner. There's going to be Katie Lockman. Lockman comes in. Darby Hendricks checks out. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play. And that is going to be right. Giltner should be playing it in. And now they come back. They were all the way back in the defensive zone. And now we got some problems here at the scores table trying to figure out who's supposed to get the ball here. 5:35 to go. Crawford was ready to play it in, but now the officials get this corrected, and it'll be Giltner playing things in from an already thrown basket. Shelby Hendricks gets it in the Most, fakes the three, dribbles inside, shot from 12, is going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Most trying to follow her shot, and I think she got to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be the case. Danny Most picks up her third personal foul here for Giltner. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Hornets. And now Most will come out, and here comes... Looks like Hendricks coming back in there now. So we got Shelby and Darby both in there for Giltner. As we approach the 5-minute mark here in this ball game, Crawford has got the ball in their offensive zone again. There's a long-range jumper from 3. It's up there no good by Rudloff. Rebound comes down here to Lyon of Giltner. Lyon gets away down to Shelby Hendricks, and she'll just walk the ball up the floor here for the Giltner Hornets. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted there, driving for the hole is Rudloff. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks gets it at Darby Hendricks. The ball tipped away, but Lyon picks her up on the baseline. Out to Lockman in three-point territory. Darby Hendricks gets it back here on the near side. Bounce pass goes inside to Lyon. Shot is up there and in. Probably Lyon came up and set a screen and rolls down the lane to get her the ball, and Lyon gets an easy field goal. She's got 16 in the ball game. There's another pass intercepted. Shelby Hendricks gets the ball down to Darby. Her shot is up there and in. Darby Hendricks scores off of another Crawford turnover. 25 turnovers in the ball game for the Rams. A 20-point lead, 52-32. And now Crawford wants to burn another timeout. Crawford burns a timeout, 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. here in quarter number four. We'll take a break with the score, Giltner 52, Crawford 32.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Tournament basketball coverage on The Breeze tonight, brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Feel like yourself again. And by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And also by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. They're located at Stowley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, also with a complete service repair shop and a full body shop. Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. 52-32. A 20-point lead for the Giltner Hornets, trying to win their first ever Girls State High School basketball tournament game here. They are 0-2 the last 2 years. Here's a long-range jumper put up there from the right side. No good by Lichter. Rebound comes down to Giltner. Hornets have a 20-point lead and the basketball halfway through this fourth quarter. Here's Augusta Rhodes driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot's blocked. Gets it back up. Her shot's blocked down again. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, looks like Crawford ball. Lots of touchdown there by the Hornets. Here comes Most back into the ball game. Taylor Rhodes is going to check out. 52-32, Giltner has got the lead. If they win here, they'll play at 8:45 tomorrow night at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll have the game on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tomorrow night. There's a pass across the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Dangerous pass, and Giltner, which it usually is, they pick it off here. 26 turnovers on the Crawford Rams, and Giltner has got the ball back in their offensive zone out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to Rhodes on the wing on the right side. Holds the ball. Holds it high above her head. Rhodes in, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Lyon with the ball. Lyon moves just inside the three-point arc. Now Giltner may be running some clock here on this possession. 3:20 to go. Dribbling down the lane is Henrik. She's open, so she'll take the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is brought down here by Underwood. Down the right sideline, that's going to be Rudloff with the ball. She drives, scoops, and scores. Caitlin Rudloff scores. She's now got 14 in the ball game. 52-34, an 18-point lead now for Giltner. As Danny Most has got the ball, Most now to Shelby Henricks. Shelby Henricks brings it into the offensive zone here. Man-to-man defense, they're trying to force some turnovers. The ball knocked into the backcourt, now an over and back violation. Shelby Henricks says that was tapped out of her hands. The officials don't agree with her, so it's a turnover on Giltner. It's going to be Crawford playing the ball in off of the far sideline. Class D2 quarterfinals here tonight. Crawford is trailing Giltner by a score of 52-34. We got 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in this one. Kaylin Dedala has got the ball. He's out here in 3 points. Detroit tries to send a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kelby Lyon. And now Giltner will take some time getting up the floor. Shelby Henricks trots it across the timeline. Works with it out here in 3 point territory. Kelby Lyon holds it. High right side. Lyon, two-handed pass, goes over to Shelby Henricks. Shelby is holding on to the ball here in three-point territory. Comes across the top now to Katie Lachman. Lachman holding it. Now gets it to Shelby Henricks. Shelby gets away, dribbles once, comes over to Kelby Lyon. 2:15 to play here in the basketball game. Lyon goes to the far side. She mishandles the ball, but it's picked up here by Most on the far sideline, and she's going to be fouled into play. Danny Most will go to the free-throw line now. That's the 17th foul called on Crawford here in the second half of the play. So Most will go to the free-throw line. Nadella picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Into the ball game now for Crawford is going to be Lacey Lichta. Going out will be Nadella. Going to the free throw line is going to be Danny Most. She's got 15 points in the ball game now. As Danny Most puts it up there, the shot is around the rim, falls off of the left side. No good. She's now 3 of 6 in the free throw line. So still 52-34. Running back the other way is Rudloff. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Shelby Henricks. And Shelby Henricks is going to walk the ball off the floor. Now she's going to be attacked, and she trots it across the 10-second line. She's going to be fouled into play here by Brittany Lemon. That's going to be her third. So that will send Giltner to the free throw line for the 1-1. That's the 8th team foul now called on Crawford here in the second half of play. So with a minute and 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, It'll be Shelby Hendricks going to the free throw line. Here comes Jesse Underwood back into the ballgame now for Crawford, replacing Megan Guest to the free throw line. It's going to be Hendricks. One out of five from the line tonight. She gets this one to go down through the hole. She'll get one more. Shelby Hendricks now with 8 points in the ball game for Giltner. Lion is leading the way so far. She's got 16. Danny Most has got 15. Next shot by Shelby Hendricks is up there and in. Giltner again leads by 20 points. Hornets led at halftime by 13, 29-16, and basically has controlled this basketball game after going on a 12-0 run late in the second quarter. They give them the 13-point lead by halftime. There's a shot off the right baseline. It's up there, no good by Lemon, and she'd be fouling the play. So Brittany goes to the free throw line here for Crawford. And the foul here is going to go on Giltner. It's going to go on Lyon. That's going to be her second. So Kelby picks up personal foul number two. That's the 15th foul on Giltner. Going to the free throw line will be Brittany Lemon for Crawford. Her shot is up there, and the shot is short, no good. Crawford has shot only five free throws tonight, the entire night. They are 3 out of 5 from the free throw line right now. As Brittany Lemon will have one more charity toss here with a minute and 33 seconds to play here in this basketball game. The next shot is up there by Lemon. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up in the lane. Going back up is Underwood. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. So they get an offensive board after the missed free throw, but they can't finish at the hoop. So the score remains at 54-34 in favor of Giltner. Barnes will play things in. Here's Lyon with the ball in backcourt. Gets into the hands of Danny Most. Most dribbling with the ball against Underwood. Brings it across the 10-second line. Now she's fouling the play. Rudloff picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Most. She's got 15 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 6 in the line. This will be a two-shot variety as Crawford is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Shot from the line is up there and in by Danny Most. She's now got 16 in the ball game. Audra Joyce coming back into the ball game now for Giltner, and going out will be Kelby Lyon. So Joyce now in the ball game at the 120 mark. There's the next free throw by Most. It's up there and in. It hits bottom. Danny Most. That was 17 in the ball game. Giltner now leading by a score of 56-34 as the Hornets well underway to their 24th win of the season. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Haley Hanks knocks down her second tray of the ball game. She's got 8 points. 56-37. Giltner with a lead. Shelby Hendricks with the ball. Now to Danny Most. Across the timeline, Danny Most sends it down in the corner. Augusta Rhodes back out here to Shelby Hendricks. Now to Danny Most again. The Shelby Hendricks says the Giltner fans just below us starting to come to their feet here. Now we got a foul called out here in three-point territory. The foul is going to go on Lacey Lichta. She fouls out of the ballgame. So Lacey Lichta fouls out with 50 seconds remaining here in the contest. She leads with no points. Taylor Rhodes comes into the ball game now for Giltner, replacing Danny Most. A bunch of other substitutes coming down to the scorer's table as well with 50 seconds to play here in this one. As head coach Nancy Lockman has gone to the bench here. Kyla Wilson's going to come into the ball game. Bailey Teal is going to come into the ball game as well for the Hornets. Here's Shelby Hendricks at the free throw line. She has got 9 points here in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. It's now 57-37, and Giltner is cruising to the victory here tonight in the Grove State High School basketball tournament. Next shot is up there and in by Hendricks. So she'll finish the ball game with 11 points. End of the ball game now for Giltner is going to be Kaylee Rhodes, a 5-foot freshman here. So Kaylee Rhodes will be in the point of this defense here as the Crawford Rams come back the other way. There's a pass going to be deflected away. It's going to be picked up here on the near sideline. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by the Giltner Hornets. Dribbling of the ball is going to be Teal. She loses control of it now. Now we got the ball picked up here by Crawford, and the foul's going to be called. So Bailey had a chance to score there, but she lost control of the ball, driving for the hoop. We got a foul called here. It's going to go on Bailey Teal of Giltner. That's going to be her first foul. 58-37. We're down to 31.8 seconds to play. And the Hornets will play in the semifinals for the first time in girls basketball tomorrow night at 8:45 at the Devaney Center. There's a shot taken by Dane. No good. Rebound comes out, but it's going to be intercepted. The ball is intercepted, and Nadella lays it up and in. The outlet pass was intercepted, so a turnover on Giltner, and then Nadella gets the field goal. 58-39. There's a pass down the floor. It's going to go to Teal again. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Joyce, and time expires. That is the ball game. The Giltner Hornets will move on into the semifinals in Class D2. They will play tomorrow night at 8:45 down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. And they'll play the winner of the ball game coming up next between Stewart and Sterling. And a reminder, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with the pregame show at 8:35. Again, the final score here in this one, Giltner knocks off Crawford by a score of 58-39. We'll come back and check the totals on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audra and the entire Giltner team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, so Giltner wins it here tonight. Class D2 state quarterfinals at Lincoln North Star. Final score, Giltner 58 and Crawford 39. So Giltner, they improved to 24-2 of the season. They'll play in the semifinals tomorrow night at 8:45. Crawford, they wrap up their season with a mark of 16 wins and 8 losses. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight on the Breeze. Misco's has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. You can call them at the Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So Giltner jumped out to the early lead here in this basketball game. Got out to an 8-2 advantage. They led 10-4 and 12-4, 13-4 in the first quarter of play. Crawford came back and scored the final 5 points of the first quarter to make it 13-9. Crawford still in the ball game about halfway through the second quarter at 16-14 as Giltner had the lead. And that's when the Hornets went on a 12-0 run. They go out on top 28-14. And really, Crawford never recovered from that 12-0 run that Giltner put together at the end of the second quarter. The Hornets led at the end of two quarters at 29-16, led 43-30 after three quarters, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 58-39. So Giltner, after going 0-2 in their last two state tournament appearances, they pick up a win here tonight. They'll move on into the semifinals tomorrow night, and they'll play either Stewart or Sterling tomorrow night at 8:45. We'll have it for you on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. In 58-39 is our score, the final in Class D2 here tonight. We'll take another break and come back. Check the totals as we continue on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Gildner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The excitement involves 48 schools competing for state championships. Experience a competition for $5 for students, $7 for adults. For specific games, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, Giltner knocks off Crawford tonight in the quarterfinals in Class D2, 58-39 the score here tonight. Giltner picks up the win. Checking the scoring in this ball game tonight, Giltner was led by Danny Most as she scores 17 points in the game. Most had 6 field goals. She was 5 out of 8 from the free throw line for 17. Kelby Lyon, she had 16 points. She had 7 field goals. She was 2 out of 6 from the line. Also in double figures was Shelby Hendricks. She had 3 field goals, and she was 5 out of 9 from the line for 11 points. Augusta Rhodes, she had 9 points tonight. She had 4 field goals, and she was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Darby Hendricks, she had 7 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And that is it. 5 people scored tonight for the Hornets. Giltner turns them all over a total of 25 times in the ball game, and they connected only 50% of their free throws tonight. They were 16 out of 32. Crawford, they got to the line just 6 times tonight. They were 3 out of 6, all in the second half of play. They turned the ball over 27 times in the game tonight. Caitlin Rudloff was their leading scorer. She had 14 points. She had 7 field goals for 14. Haley Hanks, she knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and she had a 2-point field goal. She ends up with 8 points. Also scoring was Kaylin Dadella. She had 6 points. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for her 6. Brittany Lemon, she had 4 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 0 out of 2 from the line. Jessie Underwood, she had a field goal for 2, and she also added a free throw, so she ends up with 3 points in the basketball game. Allie Kleinlein, she had 4 points in the game before she was injured in the second half of play. Crawford again, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line, 27 turnovers in the ball game. Giltner was 16 out of 32 from the free throw line, and they commit 25 turnovers in the ball game. So Giltner goes to 24-2. They'll play tomorrow night at 8:45 in the semifinals at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Crawford's season is over. They are now 16-8 on the season. You're listening to the Misco Sports post-game show here tonight from Lincoln North Star. We'll come back and check some of the scores around Lincoln as we continue right after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life.
Hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse. Or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Giltner again wins it over Crawford. Final score of 58-39. Giltner plays tomorrow in the semifinals beginning at 8:45 tomorrow night. So bringing you up to date on the state tournament so far in Lincoln with one game to go at each location tonight. Lincoln Northeast beat South Sioux City in Class A, 70-55. Omaha Benson over Kearney, 63-36. Bellevue West tonight has just completed a victory over Bellevue East, 66-47. The last game in Class A, Millard West will take on Fremont. Class B, Grand Island Northwest winners over Sydney, 65-44. It was Norris winning over Gretna, 61-50. So Norris will play Grand Island Northwest tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll have the game on the Breeze tomorrow. The other games going on, Lincoln Pius and Omaha Duchenne, they are playing at the Sports Center now. No final score in on that game. And then the late game tonight has Holdridge taking on York. In Class C1, Minden beat Lincoln Lutheran today 72-38. Whippets will get Platteview tomorrow morning at 9 at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Platteview winners over Fairbury 77-66. We'll have the game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR tomorrow. Following that game, we'll have Pierce and Kearney Catholic at 10:45. Pierce beat Shadron 61-47, and Kearney Catholic over Bishop Newman 47-44. Hastings St. Cecilia is into the semifinals. The Hawkeyes beat Dundee County Stratton by the score of 50-43. St. Cecilia will play Pender at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Sports Center. Pender beat Homer 61-54. We'll have a game tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. Other games, Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family has beaten Guardian Angel Central Catholic tonight 44-35. Final game in Class C2 will pit Palmyra up against top-seeded Crofton. Class D1, North Platte St. Pat's winners over Sutherland 42-33. They'll get Friend in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 at the Sports Center. Friend winners over Arapaho 69-33. Emerson Hubbard upset top-seeded St. Mary's 54-37. And the other game, Humphrey St. Francis winners over Boyd County tonight 41-38. Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart 45, Juanita Palisade 25. Why Not over Bancroft Rosalie 56-39. Giltner has beaten Crawford 58-39. Giltner will play the winner of this next game coming up between Stewart and Sterling. That will be tomorrow night at 8:45 on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. So that will do it from the Lincoln North Star Gymnasium here tonight in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And again, it was Giltner winning tonight over Crawford, the final score of 58-39. My producer and engineer, Caleb Renke, I'm Mike Will. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.